puerta.
Sí.
It's working.
I will show you like this. My class type. Today I should be a little bit better anyway. Just organize a little bit, you know. Not the whole thing, but still. Anyway, before the tape, I just like to mention whatever I like, one or two things which I'm going to mention. Even
today we are going to continue again on the subject we are studying on, mount up with wings like eagles. We are going to see how the eagles learning to fly. Okay, it's about learning to fly. Now we all know we have to be strong if we have to fly. Eagles fly high up. We all know that. Eagles' strength is to be known in its diet. Now today we are not going to see about the physical diet. Of course we have to be strong, but still we are going to see about the spiritual part. Eagles don't eat anything dead. We have to know why eagles are mentioned in the Bible. As for Christians, it has been for examples for Christians. But vultures, we saw the different birds last time, and buzzards eat anything dead. Diet is just not physical food, but there is spiritual food which we need to take in. We eat spiritually the same way we eat physically. If you take dead things into your spirit, if you feed on wrong stuff, like dead things, what are the dead things? Like gossip, murmuring, all these come under dead things. It's going to prevent you from being strong and you will never fly. Chicken flap very hard and they get high a little and they stir the dust, but they'll never soar. We know that chicken will never go high. If you are not strong, you will be in the chicken yard and flap around with the other chickens. Chicken eat, they eat anything they get their hands on. We know that chickens normally they even eat worms and all kinds of things. Unless an eagle is in captivity, it won't eat anything dead. Eagle is very careful in its diet. One day a story was told on the television about the salmon fish. You all know salmon, it was told that they swim up and they lay their eggs. They come in the water, they come up high, they lay their eggs and they die there. The salmon fish, the salmon. And eagles fly up very high and see deep into the water, and with their talons, talons means, I'm talking about the T-A-L-O-N, talons, that is their claws, right? Go a little bit into the water and get the fish and eat. So before the salmon dies, these eagles are very clever. They catch the fish and they eat it. The eagles always catch the salmon which are somehow alive. That's what they said on the television that day. Bible tells us to mount up like eagles and not like crows or like the other birds. Eagles are examples of Christians. We can learn some spiritual parallels from the physical life of the eagle. Mount up with wings as eagles. We need to find out how the eagle lives and why it lives that way. There is a saying to say, you are what you eat. Even our mental and our emotional health is affected of what we eat. Guard your heart with all diligence. You all know Proverbs 4:20. Out of it flows, you all know that. You can read that anyway. If I'm going to read every scripture, I won't finish this message even in 6 cassettes. It will just go on. We have different gates. For example, eye gate. You literally take things into your life through the gate of your eye. Then we have the mouth gate. You get things going both ways, isn't it? Don't we? We get things in and we let things out. We can find somebody's character by listening to them. You can catch people from what they talk. You can't stay around people who will feed you dead stuff all the time. Gossip is dead stuff. Fault finding is dead stuff. Murmuring, dead stuff. Arguing, dead stuff. Complaining, dead stuff. Talking about negative things and not positive things, even this is dead stuff. Always talking about problems and never about answers. If you work in a place, for example, the people are like they are gossiping, you can do one thing. Either you can change the topic and you can start talking something else. If not, you have to just say, excuse me, and you have to just walk out. You cannot listen to that junk. That is dead stuff. Satan comes to steal and destroy, but Jesus came to give life. Now, one lady who has gone to Russia, in one of the parts of Russia. This is a real story, which we all need to know. In Russia, there is a part, in the winter in Russia, there's a certain part in is dark. For 3 months out of the year, is only you will see twilight. And the people living in that country, in that area in Russia, they commit suicide. You know why? Because they see darkness all the time. So what comes in? Depression. People are depressed. Now this is real in Russia. So only for 3 months they see twilight, and that also the real light, if they see only for 3 hours. So how will you feel? Most of the time they are seeing darkness. So if you look at the light, it will make you feel better. Well, I know, even myself, sometimes when it's really cloudy and rainy, I really don't like it. I normally like to open the curtains and I like to see sunlight and sunshine. And I know even some of you here, you always say, oh, when it is rainy, I don't like it at all. Because we really, it puts some of us, even the mood goes off sometimes. We don't feel that active even to do something. So imagine seeing this darkness all the time. So many people have committed suicide looking at the dark things. Satan is always seeking to bring our souls into a pit. It is said in Jeremiah, if you read, I don't remember the chapter now. You can read that in Jeremiah. We have to listen to some good music. Get around with people who will encourage you. Otherwise, they will just drag you down. You should never have gossipers around you. Fault finders, tale bearers, and people with bad attitudes. Especially when you go to work, you might see some people like this or face some people like this. People who cause strife, to find some little thing and blow up out of proportion, go from one person to another, making a whole bunch of stuff out of it. You better think of your fault and have a little mercy. When we need mercy, we cry out, oh, give me a break. Sometimes we used to tell, give me a break. Take some time through the eye gate. Now, people in this country, especially, not in Sri Lanka, but in this country, people have no time. Rushing all the time. So they have no time even to spend a little time to go to a garden to smell a rose or to see the flowers, to enjoy the natural beauty. We have no time. These are good things which we take in through our eye gate. So we need to take some beautiful stuff in so that we can stay away from dead stuff. So why don't you all say, eagles don't take anything dead. Can we say that? Eagles don't take anything dead. Proverbs 18:21, we all know. Death and life are in the power of our tongue, yes. Then Proverbs 23:7. I think it's about a man thinks, yes. So whatever we think, right? We have to be careful about what we are thinking. Please don't think critical things about critical words, judgmental, negative things. Like for example, now you are just traveling somewhere and you are saying, oh, too crowded, this place is too crowded. These are all bad things, but we always do this. Whenever we go somewhere or we are in a crowded place, we just grumble over things. Or we say, oh, it's too cold. And when it's too hot, we say it's too hot. So we have to adjust ourselves. Several adjustments we have to make in our lives. God will go all out of the way to show that you are not so important as you think you are. We will be put in situations where sometimes we think we are important, but sometimes God will prove it to us that we'll be in some place and people will ignore. And we should think, oh my God, they never even told me. So it's again, God will show us these things. In Romans 8:6 also you can read. You should be sharp enough to know if anybody is ministering death to you. You have to be sharp. Because Jesus said, John 1:4, we'll just see these scriptures about, can anybody read or, I don't know. It's talking about life. This is moving here, so. John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 10:10, again, is talking about life. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. So it's about life. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. John 11:25, again his... Jesus said to I am the resurrection and the life. John 14:6. We all know that. I am the way, the truth and the life. Then Romans 8:2, which we don't have to read all that. So there is nothing dead about Jesus. Hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Romans 8:6, anyway, we can't go through all the scriptures. We can make ourselves happy or make ourselves miserable by what we think. We say by what we eat spiritually. Secondly, eagles live on the rocks. I did mention to you all last week about the nest they build. So I'm not going to tell about the measurements and how they build, but you all know that it's the eagles, they build their nest on the rocks, way up high. Jesus is the rock for us. Vultures and buzzards don't live on the rocks. They live on dead trees. Will you believe this? They live on dead trees. Okay? And they eat dead carcasses. The others choose their diet. I mean, I'm talking about the other birds. I mentioned last time many kinds of birds, so I'm just mentioning. They feed off of the circumstances of life. Whatever has fallen over and died or someone has killed, we all know, even in Sri Lanka we have seen, they always go round and round, this kind of vultures. As soon as something falls, which is dead, waits to go and eat that. And leftovers of life, they take their dead meat on top of their dead trees and sit there with their bald heads and bald necks, and they just do what's easy. They feed on what others have finished with. Vultures often even overeat on the dead carcasses, and they become so intoxicated they even can't fly because of the poison. And they become the prey of the other animals. These are the vultures. Vultures circle around waiting for the fallen to die. Now, where are we in this place? But God tells us that we are to restore the following and we are to lift them up. For we shouldn't be like the vulture Christians, because Bible talks about eagle Christians. So normally there are buzzard Christians and vulture Christians. Well, we are sorry to talk like this or say like this, because there are Christians who are like vultures and like buzzards. They know somebody had fallen, right? They know somebody had made a mistake. They know somebody is having a problem or even really fallen in sin. They circle around from person to person, just spreading that gossip. They love to go and tell somebody else. Even servants of God have done this mistake. They have even published other pastors' mistakes and things on their books. Just spreading the rumor, telling the tale, waiting for the fallen to die. But the Bible tells us specifically that we have to help restore people who are in trouble. That we have to pray and have mercy. That we have to keep our mouth shut. Love covers a multitude of sins, we all know. It doesn't go around exposing and just flipping from place to place, just telling the tale. So if we are not eagles, we will be doing the work of the vultures. So these are the vultures. I mean, they wait for the dead to fall so that they can eat. We have to say, no, I love you. I'm going to cover you. This is what an eagle Christian will do. Now, we all know that we make a lot of mistakes, we ourselves, and when we get into trouble ourselves, we need the grace of God so that we can go to Him. Sometimes we have to, now somebody, if they make a mistake, even giving them a hug, or to somebody you may have to pray for them, or even you can even put your arms around them, or else even you can write a note and send them. To restore that brother or that sister, him or her. So we have to be careful not to mess around with this dead stuff. So these are all for our spiritual growth. Guard your heart with all diligence. Don't eat dead things, only eat fresh meat. Eagle Christians keep everything fresh. Amen. The true eagle eats only fresh meat. For example, for us, fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh vision. Nothing stinks worse than an old oil. So you can turn to your neighbor next to you and ask, are you stale or fresh? So, okay. Then Haggai 2, 12 and 13. I don't know whether Haggai 2 is talking about, if one carries in the skirt of his garment flesh that is holy, because it has been offered in sacrifice to God, and with his skirt or the flaps of his garment he touches bread or put, I mean, this verse is actually talking, if you can read and see later if you want. Dead things carry disease. We should know about this. You can sit next to someone who is healthy and you won't catch their health. Are you all here? We can sit next to a healthy person, but you will not catch their health. But you can sit next to somebody having a disease, who is diseased, okay? And you can catch their disease. Isn't this true? So holiness is something we have to choose on purpose. If you sit with sinners and catch some dead stuff, guess what? It will get off on you. You can't get out of some relationships, like even at home, you know, some relationships like your husband or wife, even sometimes at work. So what you can do at that time is keep yourself covered by the blood. Certain circumstances you cannot get off. The other thing, this is something very precious, which I really loved when I studied about the eagles. Listen to this. If an eagle accidentally gets hold of a diseased meat and eats it, and it makes that eagle sick, you know what they do? They go very high. The way they get back to be strong again is they go way up high into the mountains and spread himself out on the rocks and waits in the sun until the sun draws all the poison out of his body. Isn't this lovely? So where can we go? Who is the sun? Jesus is the Son of God. So we have to go to the rock. Who is the rock? Christ is the rock. So when we get into trouble, we don't have to go around, clean up ourselves and get the junk out. We need to head off to the high places on the rocks. We just need to get on our face and lay in the presence of the Son of God until His presence just draws us all that junk out of us, because He's the only one who can handle it. This is the only thing sometimes we don't do. We just run to the others, or we run to the phone and not to the throne. So these are the things we make mistakes. So the eagles, they go way up high as soon as they eat a dead stuff. So learning to fly. So the next thing we are going to see is achieving full potential. God wants you to fly with the eagles. Eagles only reaches its full potential by how He handles the adversity which comes its way. I did mention last time about the adversities. You all should know it's about the problems. Eagle loves adversity and they have no fear of it at all. None. In order to be like Jesus Christ during adversity, we have to discipline ourselves. For example, act like when nobody is around in the house, we can be so nice, we can act like Jesus, sing our worship songs, dance a little bit, pray, do whatever we like. As soon as people get in and they say something or they throw something or accidentally they do something, we immediately go blah, 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 we immediately blurt out and all our joy, everything just within a seconds, we just lose everything. So we can, that's very easy to act like that, but we have to discipline especially our mouth, our emotions, our minds and our attitudes. We have to keep it right before the Lord. To do all this, we have to seek His face, spend more time at the feet of the Lord. Eagle happens to be very disciplined bird. Eagle can sense a storm even before it comes, or even before he could see it, see one. But he will never, eagles will never run or hide when they see the storm. They always embrace the storm. Now for us, storms in life, whatever we face, eagles don't think to survive, but they think to overcome. They are overcomers. We know in Revelation, all the seven letters which was written to the churches, for those who overcome. So we are overcomers. It's the adversity in life makes us strong. But of course, we don't like to face the adversities, the problems we don't like. But we need to go through some of them to be strong. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. In this world, we have all got tribulations. So, that is one thing. And we know Habakkuk 3:18-19. You don't have to read because you all know the story there. He was ready to make that decision, that to be happy all the time. Whatever things may fail, but he was happy. So, I will make, Habakkuk said, I will make spiritual progress. All animals run for their cover. Like for example, rabbits, they run for to their holes. Foxes, they run to their holes. Chickens, they run to the chicken yard. But eagles uses the storm to lift him up on higher places. Last time I can remember, I did mention to you all regarding the eaglets, the babies. When they are inside the egg itself, in their big, the little tooth at the end, there is a little tooth formed when they are inside the egg, the eaglets. So that's why they peck and they come out. So while they are pecking, nobody is to help them. And even the worms, when they do the cocoons, they like to go and hide themselves. They are not doing it openly. So like that. And these things make the Christian, now even for us, these struggles of life, like the eaglet coming out and like the caterpillar coming out of the shell, all these are strong to form the muscles. If you do it halfway, either one feather will not work or completely you'll be dead and it will be a prey for the other animals. Then தமிழ்ல முழுக்கப்புல ஓகே டியூட்ரானமி 32:11 வி ஆல் நோ as an eagle that stirs up her nest that flutters over her young he spread okay we'll just leave it there at the moment and we'll just see when the last time I did mention about the papa eagle bringing the toys so he brings his the tennis balls golf balls and shiny papers or all the shiny things he brings and when the cage is getting really filled up the mother gets really she gets so crazy that she throws the toys off and the eaglets they cry out kee 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 for the father to hear oh my mama is having the PMS day bad day for the mama so the father comes running to see what the mother is doing but mother actually tries to do this because the mother knows that the eagle was created to fly it is time up to fly So, according to Deuteronomy 32:11, we all know that our nest also will be shaken. It was time for Joseph to fly. So, that's why he got kicked out of the house. And the same way, David, it was time for David to fly of his nest. So, that's why Saul started to chase him. He was anointed to be a king. He was prepared to be a king. But he was not ready at that time. So the nest has to be shaken up. He spent his next few years. Saul was chasing him. And so he was just running around. Abraham got kicked out of his nest. I did mention last time. So we know that when the time comes, we have to be kicked out. We want to grow up, but we don't want the adversity. We want to fly, but we don't want to get out of the nest. We want to be strong, but we don't want to go through the storm. We can't build muscles without exercising. For example, I told you about the eaglets and the caterpillar. You can't eat dead stuff and ever exercise and ever grow up. So what the mama does is, when she throws the toys and she gets inside the nest, their big cage, it's like a big house. So it gets inside and it starts to stir, makes the noise and stuff. Then the baby eaglets, they don't know what's happening, so they think the mother has gone cuckoo's crazy and only they scream. And what the mother does after throwing a few the toys, it spreads its wings. So in 32:11, we can see all this. So the mother, mama eagle spreads the wings. And what happens? The baby eaglet hops onto the wing. Now it thinks, oh, I'm going for a ride. I am going to see the whole world. And the mother eagle just takes the baby and goes. And it goes, ooh, I'm going around and around, seeing all the good things. And suddenly, what the mother does, drops the baby. And as the baby screams and it goes down. And as he goes down and before it could hit the earth, the mother immediately goes down, stoops and takes the baby on the wings back to the cage, back to the nest. And the process goes on and on as long as the baby eaglet, the baby bird now, he knows that he has to learn to fly. So the process was going on and on. As long as the little baby got the message, oh, it's time up to fly. So the same things the Lord does for us. As long as we are so comfortable, we really like to be so, normally even in our lives we know, we like to be comfortable. We don't like to be shaken off or thrown or something disturbing. Immediately we put a big, we don't like any of those things. Now the baby so knows it's some time for me to fly. So if someone of you, we are thinking that our toys are being thrown, it's time the Lord is going to do something. It's time for us to fly. So the nest will be shaken. So it's time now for us to fly. The next thing we are going to see now is about the renewed as the eagles, renewing. Now we have to saw about the eagles regarding how they are dealing with the storm and the serpent. Now comes the serpent part. Now, as I told you all, the serpent sneaks through the rocks and gets inside. It doesn't go to hurt the big grown-up eagle. Only goes after the baby ones. So when the snake gets inside, the baby starts to screech. They make a big sound. So the mother knows, the mama knows, oh, my babies are in trouble over there. So she immediately flies. And when she comes, she sees a snake there. She just takes the snake and flies. This is very interesting. It just takes the snake and flies right up high. And what it does two things. It takes the snake and dashes it on the rock. And what? The rock kills it. Amen. So like that, we have to also, the rock is Jesus Christ. And the second thing it does is, it takes the snake with his talons right up and it slides down the talons to the head, yanks the head off, and the rest of the body, it just cuts it into pieces and gives the babies to eat. Woo! I just love this. Gives the babies to eat. So we should all know that Jesus bruised his head. Amen. And that's why the devil tries to mess us up with the heel. Okay? With our heel. So we have the authority over the enemy. See how the eagle has been compared to Christians. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 6. You all can read. Especially in the Message Bible. We don't have a Message Bible. He forgives your sins like that. He says, up to 6 if you read. He redeems you from hell. He wraps you in mercy and goodness. All these things you can read. The Message Bible gives a very good translation over there. So in his presence, you are always young. He renews your youth. We all know. So only in his presence we become young. So if we don't stay in his presence, we won't look young. So I'll stay young in his presence. Why don't you all say, I'll stay young in his presence. But if I don't, I won't look young. So anyway, so there is injustice in the world. The sixth verse. And another thing, he puts victims back on the feet. God is a God of justice and he will bring justice in our lives. So the Lord always puts victims back on their feet. So always when you are going through the process, think that the reward is coming. Amen. Isaiah 60, 14 and 15. You can take this principle from the Bible and apply it for you. Isaiah, where is this? 60, 14 from 18 to 20, 18. Okay, you all can read that and see anyway. Devastation and destruction within your borders, and you shall call your walls salvation and the gates of praise. Shun shall no more light, but the Lord shall be to you everlasting light. Isaiah 60, 14 and 15 also, if you all can, just you can go home and read these things if you like. 60, 14 and sons of those who afflicted, you shall come. Okay. People come and ask, sometimes when we are going through lot of problems and difficulties. People used to come and ask, oh, how long can I be like this? How long will this problem go? Well, even if it takes time, still you are in the process. So you are going to come out of it. You are not going to stay there forever. Amen. So God is moving in your life and it seems as if He is not moving. Sometimes we feel that way. We don't even feel that God is moving in our lives. We know that winter season comes. Trees are like it withers and it dies. The tree looks as if it's dead. But inside of it, it gathers sap during the springtime. For the growth for the springtime. Okay? So just because circumstances may look as if God is not working, but He is working behind the scenes. Amen. Your breakthrough will come. Hallelujah. You can, if you want, even you can confess and say, God is working in my life. So, yes. And Luke 4th chapter, you all know how the enemy came to Jesus, went to Jesus. And what happened there? The devil said to Jesus, and Jesus spoke back to the devil. The devil spoke, and Jesus spoke back. Always that Jesus said something back to the devil. It doesn't say, Jesus stopped and thought, oh, what do I say now? No, Jesus always spoke. He didn't think. He always spoke. So we should know to use our mouth. We are not supposed to think. We are supposed to use our mouth. But I know sometimes when we are going through real pressure times, sometimes our mouths just zips up. Words don't even sometimes come out of our mouth. Though we know a lot of things, but our mouth will... It has happened several times to me and I have thought, oh, why don't I even open my mouth and say, but something like makes me just to close my mouth, because the devil knows if we open our mouth and say, then the victory is there. So if someone is mistreating you and you can't do nothing or you can do anything, you don't react the way that person is mistreating you or acting towards you. Because the Bible doesn't say about those things. We have to be strong and we have to not get their bad stuff onto us. So we have to handle not in our flesh but in the spirit. We always know about there are so many things in, well, if you read the dictionary, you will know. Receive, refresh, repent, revive, restore, rejoice, resurrect, always it's a re. So you all know God is a God of God, okay? He doesn't say that we can't make a mistake if He throws, even if we are just like thrown somewhere, He can always bring us to life because He's a God, He recreates and He redoes things. We know about the penthouse. Penthouse is right up on high because we have to repent means repent. So pent is a high up house. So we have to know to return to the higher place from where you fall from sin. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Seek the things which are above, the Bible says. So we have to repent. For revive, you have to be vive first. Then you revive. Before you get refreshed, you have to be fresh. So you have to know all these things. So normally people go for any big seminars and meetings because people like to be refreshed. That's why people organize meetings, especially Joyce Meyer meetings and all the Kenneth Copeland meetings and things. When you go there, you are really refreshed and you feel strengthened. Isaiah 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. Did you see that? I don't know in another translation whether it mentions faint or grow weary. No, it's the same. Okay. And 29, he gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might. So it's talking about the renewal of the weary. Okay. So when you go for such meetings and when you get revived, when you go home and after 2 days some disappointment comes or some sad news comes, immediately we don't like it. We just blow it up. Ooh, I don't want this. But we have to go through it. When you are refreshed and renewed, you'll be sent back. God never gets tired. So as we studied before Isaiah 40:31, we have to mount up with wings as eagles. We'll read that now, Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord, this translation is amplified one, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Now, when we run this race, we know that we do get tired. We are weary. But we have to learn. We have to spend time at the feet of the Lord, to waiting upon the Lord. As you prayed, to seek His face. We can do so many things, seeking His face. Now, these 2 days, we are really going to seek the face of the Lord. We can spend some time in worship, putting some good music and worshiping the Lord, to be silent in His presence. All these things will renew our strength. So spend time in these things. And also you can bring the other people also into good music and worship when you are really spending time at the feet of the Lord. You need time with the believers to also refresh yourself. With the worldly people, when you mix up, you will not be refreshed with believers. So sometimes when we go for meetings, we even think, I wish God touches me like that lady over there. No, we have to always seek ourselves. We have to look into our lives and we have to seek God. For another thing is Psalm 23:1-3, we know we need regular renewing. Psalm 23:1-3, we all know. Another way to renew, we have to go to the, this is also another, you will like this, 23. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, this Amplified Bible says, fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores. Amplified Bible, if you read. My life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. So, for eagle, everything has to be fresh. No stale stuff. Everything has to be fresh. If we don't spend time at the feet of the Lord, we are worn out. We will burn out also. To stay fresh, it needs commitment. We need commitment to be refreshed. That is time with God. God won't tell us to spend time with Him. We have to take time out and spend time with God, or you won't like the way you act. Sometimes when you go through so many pressures at home, you have to tell even your children or even the bigger people or anybody, please give me some time out. I need time alone with God. Otherwise, I'm going to act very bad. I'm going to be very nasty. Psalm 119:37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and restore me. Can you see that word? Yes, vigorous life and health in your ways. So restore me. The psalmist said, restore me. Acts 3:19, again you all know, refreshing in his presence. The best place in the world to be is God's presence. That's the only place which will make us strong enough for you to do what you need to do. Ephesians 4:23, you all know, constantly renewing about our attitudes and things, renewed. Psalm 51:10, again it talks of renew. Now David did not repent for 1 year when he fell in sin with Bathsheba. Renewal won't come unless you repent what God expects. So renewal will never come unless you repent. So looking back at the dead stuff, you all know, resentment, gossiping, arguing, all these are dead stuff. Be quick to repent to stay fresh. So even the young become weary. Isaiah 40:31, we just read. Weary means tired physically. Jeremiah 18:20, anyway, these scriptures you can read when you go home. Matthew 11:25, it talks, come unto me. People don't want to come because they are too busy. People don't want to go and spend time with the Lord because they are too busy. Now the eagle, how does he get renewed? This is another good thing. You all will like this. The time comes when the eagles, when they fly, he gets slow in what he is doing. Slow in flight, right? When they are flying, they get slow. Feathers are worn out and it makes a little whistling sound. So if they are going to make a whistling sound, you should know they can't go near the prey. As soon as they go near the little rabbit or something, we'll immediately hear this sound. So that is when the eagle gets worn out. Exceptional eyesight. Eagle has got exceptional eyesight. He goes way up high to see the prey. Like say for example, a little rabbit. It goes way up high to see. It has got, now we need binoculars, isn't it? But the eyes of an eagle, they can see from 2 miles, they can see. He can see a rabbit from 2 miles away. The higher the eagle goes, the wider he can see. So we should know when we go higher in the presence of the Lord, the higher we go, the vision will be big. Yes, we can see. No answers to our prayers sometimes. You know why? Because we don't live in the presence of the Lord and we don't spend time in the higher places. Now, the eagle, any direction the eagle can turn his eyes for 2 miles, it can turn and see any side. Some of us, we are seeing our breakthrough, but we are not able to see because our vision, we are not spending time at the presence of the Lord, so our vision doesn't get broadened up. We are just our vision is very low in life. That's why we are unable to see a lot of things around us. We are flapping around the chicken yard. Then the eagle dives at 200 miles per hour. Imagine. 200 miles per hour to get its target, it goes down to get the prey. Once the eagle, this is another interesting thing, once the eagle sees something like a rabbit or something, it just sets his eyesight, his desire, just to look at that as long as he comes to get that. Never lets any distracting things around him. How many of us, we just get distracted. But the eagle never gets distracted at all. Once he puts his eye on that prey, never gets distracted. But you all know, we Christians, when we go to some conference or a church or somewhere, the preacher is preaching. There is a very good message going. New revelations are coming. One person gets up to go to the bathroom, the whole church will go with them. And when that person comes, the whole church will come back. And we miss that revelation, what the preacher is saying. This is very common. This always happens. But the eagle is never gets distracted. But we have to turn and see who is going, who is coming. We have to see. We get so much distracted, but the eagle will never get distracted. So we can see why eagle has been mentioned for Christians. Some people, even we, when we go to spend time, more time with the Lord, I mean to spend at the Lord's feet, we get sometimes so bored. We will either feel sleepy, sometimes we yawn one after the other, or the phone will ring, or we scratch sometimes, itchy, scratching. All that will come when we go to sit down to pray. This happens. This is very common. So, but we must know that this is very important. Part of being an eagle is not to get distracted and not to get entangled with a bunch of another stuff. We have to set our mind straight. You have to be persistent. Eagle is a persistent bird. So we have to be persistent whenever find some place to pray. We have to find something. We have to go and spend time with the Lord. Regarding the eagle, as I mentioned to you all, when that noise comes, when he's flying, when he's worn out, the feathers, and when that noise comes, he goes to the higher place, to the higher rocks. Even his talons, the claws, are not sharp like once before. So, calcification forms on his, even on his beak. So he feels he needs to go to the old home, like how we feel sometimes when we grow old. The old people, they like to go to the home for the aged, like the old place. The eagle comes to a stage where he feels, oh, I need to go to the old people's home. So he flies to a higher place in the rock. He gets closer to the sun. How much he can get closer? He will get closer to the sun. And you know what he does? He plucks his feathers one by one. You know how many feathers a normal big size eagle has got? 7,000 feathers. So plucking one by one is going to pain. One by one it takes out. But he, the important thing is, he just sticks with the program, taking one by one. He is not at all concerned about the pain, but he is interested in the progress. So we have to, certain times we have to slow down. We have to slow down. Like, for example, we know, we all know that there are, in this country especially, I mean foreign countries, there are breakthroughs. Drive-throughs. You have the drive-through church. You have the drive-through, even dry cleaners. Drive-through weddings. Drive-through hamburgers. And even in Florida, there is a place now, drive-through pawn shop. People are in a mighty hurry. They have to even to pawn their own goods. It's a drive-through. So we have to slow down without having everything like this. We want everything whenever we want it. But that's not God's way. So we need to slow down like the eagles. After the feathers were out, they seek a cool, refreshing stream to wash them off the mud and the parasites of life. Psalm 23, we just read. 1 to 3. We need that stream. We all know when we go and have a very cool, like in cool water, if you have a shower, you feel so refreshed and so nice. So this bird, the eagle, goes to the cool, refreshing stream once all the feathers, that 7,000 feathers, it just chases with the progress and the, once a feather. So it's now completely without any feathers, so it doesn't show himself out to the people. He's naked now, so he goes to the cool stream to be refreshed. The water, the Holy Ghost, we need, like the eagles, we need the Holy Ghost water. Go to the river, take the mud and the junk out. When you get into the cool stream, you can come out refreshed. Junk of the world, the other people. And he waits naked. After that, he goes and waits naked in the sun for how many days? For 40 days. 40 days goes and stays in the sun, waiting in the sun. So we should know in our lives, we have to, where we should go, to the S-O-N sun. He goes to the S-U-N sun. And also at the same time, the eagles, they sharpen the talons, the claws, on the rock. They sharpen that on the rock. So now, then the feathers grow back. After 40 days, the feathers grow back. And they are getting back to their shape now. And the beak, as I told you, they rub it on the rock and they that gets sharpens too. So church, we have to go to the rock, the word, to sharpen us again. Enough going to people for help, and it's time for you to grow up. With your baby bottle, your toys, you have to just give away these things, and it's time for you to buckle your seat and belt and learn to fly. Learn how to pray through. Everybody goes through this kind of time of like you are really worn out. So even servants of God, they go through a time where they are worn out. But we have to get on our knees. We have to seek the face for the answers. So if someone, a brother or a sister, is hurting or she, that they are hurting and going through a bad time, we have to help them come out of that stage. And especially when we are hurting, we have to learn another one more thing, that we have to go and do whatever we can do for the others, especially during those times when we are hurting. When you are still in that still water, in the stream, you are renewed. Your youth is being renewed like the eagle. So you can be strong. 40 days the eagle spent, they go and hide themselves for 40 days. So we need to set aside some days even for us. For example, these 2 days, it's good that we are fasting and we are seeking the face of the Lord. Most of you are not doing this, that's why we are really in a mess. So actually this is a message for all of us regarding seeing about the eagle's life. And there is much more to see about eagle practices, a daily preparation. It's called preening. So we can see about this next time.